Iowa basketball stays hot. An opportunity with the walk-ons arises. Brandon Sheriff is celebrating a big playoff comeback win at Waffle House. The Swarm Collective is signing big deals inside the gambling industry. And an incredible weekend of NFL football overall. You know what it is. It's the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Let's sit back, relax, and have a day. Let's go.
We're back for another week of the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast, and I'm just going to come out and be honest. I ate some vitamins a few hours ago, and they're still hanging on tight, so we're in for an interesting evening. Fellas, it's good to be here. It's been an awesome wild card weekend, by the way. Football is at its absolute peak right now, in my opinion, and this has been a phenomenal day, so shout out to football.
I agree. Kev, how you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are we doing over there?
Good. Switch your mic.
Hey, Kevin, Kluver said that his daughter pitched a no-hitter against him and Lauren today. They are slumping.
We're in a little bit of a slump. By the way, honesty is the best policy. Drake, just wanted to tell you that as you came in. It's good to just be honest with the fans. So
you just got to let them know what you're working with, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes the kid wakes up, they got a lot of energy, and they brought their good bat to the plate, and they're swinging, right? And they step out on the mound, and they're throwing gas, too. And that's what Kinley did today. She brought her A game. Shit through two outfits, threw up on another one, and also ruined one of my sweatshirts. So, you know, I got to hand it to her. She played a better game than I did today. And, you know, we'll come back tomorrow and look at the tape, but we got a lot to work on right now. And, you know,
and not shitting through her whole wardrobe might be.
I'm not going to blame this on my team because Lauren always steps up, right? She's always there. So that it's on me today. And that's honestly the best answer I can give. So, next question, but yeah, so fun day, Sunday was a fantastic day of football. This also might be the low energy podcast because Drake's blasted on another planet right now, and I'm just here. Dad's usually laying down for bed after little girl goes down, and I don't know what Kevin was doing. He was probably out using the company card somewhere. He looks like it's a Saturday afternoon and not a Sunday night right now. It looks like he could be on his way to a casino or something like that. Hat backwards. Looks full of energy.
He definitely does look like he's trying to go pick up some hot cards.
Yeah.
You know, I think we were talking about this the other day, man. I haven't played poker in a long time, and I've got a little bit of an itch to go do it.
Well, Drake's gonna have to start playing let's too, as well. On
the same day, Kevin. Let's pick a date right now that you and I both go play poker, and we'll report back to the podcast how it went.
Let's go tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Let's do it. Yeah. It's Monday.
Well, I was thinking like a weekend, Poppy.
My weekends are booked solid for like feels like half a year already.
With what?
I got lots of shit to do, man.
This fucking guy. I swear to God.
So maybe we won't make it happen on the same day, but we'll report back to the podcast.
Same week, same month, same calendar year.
Well, definitely. Kevin, you're not obviously a part of DHT. We will guest star you one day on that show, I promise.
Please.
But earlier this week, I guess it was last week, the DHT listeners learned that Drake is teetering on the edge of starting an OnlyFans and getting back into the poker game. because he's getting run dry on a landscaping deal that's costing him a bunch of money. So
it's not going to happen. This is... The landscaping is out.
What?
Dude, it's just not worth it. We're not doing, there's no reason for me to invest a huge amount of liquid money into something that is basically building it for the next people who own the house. Cause we're not in this house that long. I'm in it for a quick buck, dude. This house is the come up and then it's on to the next.
What were you going to do? Like actual grass or turf or like, what were you doing?
Dude, it was going to be sweet.
You want to run really that?
Don't really know how to describe it.
Don't worry, Kev.
Were you going to be actual grass or turf was basically my question.
It was going to have both. And it was going to have a big entertainment area and then like fire pit area and a lot of nice other elements. It's going to look sweet. And it's probably why it cost every dollar.
All the dollars.
All the money. That's how much it was going to cost.
So you're already looking at moving somewhere new?
Oh, always. Been in
the house, what, half a year?
Always.
He's a nomad.
Like, I just, same area and just...
No, we'll be here a little while. We'll be here a little while. It was just like thinking in a long-term scope, it was unreasonable to spend that much money.
This is what the people listen for right here. I want to just everyone who's still here. 7 minutes into this fucking show. I'm telling you, this could be.
It's the friendship podcast.
This is the friendship podcast. And if you're still here and you're listening to us because you enjoy Kevin Ward, Drake Kulik, Tyler Kluver content, God bless your soul. We'll start with this. There's not a lot of in fact, there's no Iowa stuff today. Here, I'll get the Iowa stuff out of the way. Iowa basketball won again today, 81-67. They beat Maryland in Carver Hawkeye.
Are we good this year?
Playing pretty good the last couple of weeks.
How about Iowa wrestling? Let's talk about.
Yeah.
Still undefeated.
Did I hear that Spencer Lee might be dinged up again?
It's possible, but the guy keeps pinning people.
Okay, that's all I need to hear right there.
You could chop his dick off and he'd still go out there and call somebody.
He got himself in a he was down 4 points in the first quarter.
I heard he got tossed onto his back 6-2 and then came back and pinned the kid.
Yeah, it was like 8-4 towards the end of the first period, and he pinned the kid with like 5 seconds left in the end of the first period. So it was like
8-4. Damn, that's a lot of points, man.
Yeah, he got caught in a bad spot, got some back points, and but he's Spencer fucking Lee.
Yeah, he is who he is.
Yeah,
he's him.
It's very few people on this planet that can wrestle for 7 minutes with the guy.
No, I know I can't.
Me either, but I could definitely stand up. I mean, fuck, come on, fuck. I mean, come on, right?
I don't think you could. I don't think you understand what you're dealing with, dude. You just keep switching sides and breaking you down side by side. You'd never have the option to just stand up.
Dude, I don't care where he is. I'm standing up.
Kevin.
You see?
Say something.
I would love to see it happen. We'd love to see it happen.
I want Spencer to jump on my back like a spider monkey. And then
Spencer, after you win another national championship and ride out on your Aladdin magic carpet that because you can actually fly, you're now God. Please humble Kluver. I beg you. That would be phenomenal content. And I would love it very much. Thank you.
You know how many people would pay like 99 cents? Maybe more.
You could get more than that.
To like $5?
No, like I would say $3.
$3? To get access to like a live, I don't know. I don't know how you would set it up. Because again, the whole hypothetical here is I'm not wrestling Spencer Lee, right? Like we're not going for points. There's no, you know, it was simply like if we start, I don't know what they call the start position.
No, what I think it should be is a bet where it starts on the feet and there's wagers. Everybody who buys in can bet on over under. They can lay odds on exact time that it takes you to get up. And then it's from the start of the clock, first point takedown. If you take him down, then you're in real good shape on how quick you can get up, because you can just then stand up, boom, it's over. If he takes you down, now we're in the Kluver stand up part of the equation. Either way, the odds are there. I'll play book. Kevin will play book. We can really set this up good, man. Yeah. All proceeds go to the children.
Here's the deal. Here's how irrational the human mind is for ultra competitors, right? I consider myself one.
You are a competitive kid.
I know that you put me out there on a mat with Spencer Lee.
Where you've never been. And when you first step into that, it feels really weird, man.
Knees are going to be real weak, huh?
Yeah.
I know for a fact that there's probably no chance. We're not even in the same realm that, Spencer's so fast that he's already on my leg before I know what happened, right? But still.
And you don't know how to defend a single. You don't know how to defend a double.
But in my head still.
You don't know how to defend a leg lace.
Because of how competitive I am, I will not let myself go to the 100% mind spot that says there's not no chance that I couldn't take him down, right? I still think that in a universe somewhere, funky.
Kevin, can you imagine how stupid Kluver would look shooting on Spencer? No. He would look like he was shooting at a ghost.
No, just wait. Spencer shooting.
I don't think there's any realm of the imagination where Kluver scores by shooting.
I sprawl. I land these tree trunk legs on his head, right?
Yeah, you're going to sprawl one of Spencer's shots, right?
Yep. And then
you're just going to get hips down, bro. Dick down.
Hips down, bro. Hips down. Now Spencer's confused, right? He doesn't know what he's doing.
Spencer doesn't know what he's doing.
And then all of a sudden,
sprawled on, right?
And all of a sudden, he's like this 200-pound bastard. He can't move side to side, but he doesn't know what I can do in the 5-10-5, right? He doesn't know my lateral mobility. All of a sudden, I'm behind him. Fucking referee's got two in the air, and he's like, "Oh fuck, now we gotta go," right? So we'll set it up, Spence.
I mean, what are you? You're down to like what, a buck 90 these days or something like that? Spence is 125, probably realistically 10 pounds heavier than that. You don't really have that as big of a weight advantage over him as you think, I don't think.
I'm 195, so I've
probably got pound for pound, he's stronger than you.
I've got 60. Yeah.
You've got all American, all time muscles.
I mean, let's not act like I'm not a shredded piece of machine either, right?
Sure. I mean, you're all right, but you ain't Spencer Lee. And that's coming from a dude who's also not Spencer Lee.
Pound for pound, correct. But this is also like we're not in a weightlifting meet either here. Like,
all
this
I'm saying is that Kevin makes the point that the weight gap isn't as big as you think it is. I'm saying on top of that, he's stronger than you pound for pound. On top of that, he has God skills. I'm saying you never score, period. Spencer, hit me up.
I don't think that him being stronger than me pound for pound means anything here. His skills do.
I'm just saying the gap it narrows the gap even more.
I give him 4 points, 4-2, 4-3. I mean, we'll see.
4-2.
I mean, he'd be tired. Tired.
Kluver thinks he's either scoring and then getting scored on and not getting up, or he thinks he's getting up twice. Which one is it, Kluver?
Well, it's going to be 4-2, but with a lot of riding time on there.
Should have seen how I got up out of that 365 squat yesterday. That's what you should have seen. The people, everyone who's a wrestling fan right now is just They're like, they're mad. They're actually
I'm mad. I hope Kevin's mad.
Good. Then grumpled. Good. Then I did what I wanted to do to everybody here. Fuck all of you. So you know we were talking about that Walter Rouse kid, right, from Stanford?
Yep.
Yeah.
Committed to Nebraska.
Yep.
I don't know why he committed to Nebraska last Wednesday over Iowa or Oklahoma, right? Those were the three schools that he was considering, had offers from, transferring out of Stanford and Cali. Commits to Nebraska. 3 days later, commits to Oklahoma. And this is a new level of transfer portal that I have never seen before. I mean, that is
he only committed, right?
Nothing's final until you sign on the dotted line.
I mean, no, he hardly had time to put it on social media. It was literally Wednesday. And then Saturday, all of a sudden, it's like, Oklahoma, you've got my everything. Let's ride. Wait, what? Like, it took 3 days. And I don't know. He claimed that it was like some faith-based decision. I don't know what in those 3 days. Jesus must have come down to him.
Hey, it's like when you're banging two chicks and you pick the wrong one and you're like, oh, shit.
Are you saying like at the same time, or you're seeing two different people separately?
In this situation, you take one guy who is simultaneously with two different ladies, and they both want to be in a relationship with him, but don't know about the other one, obviously, and he has to make a decision. The guy makes a decision, cuts off the other chick, and then about 3 days later, he's like, man, I'm full of regret. Calls her back, cuts, you know what I'm saying? He's just bouncing around chicks. Homie hopper.
I'm just imagining if someone's tuning into our podcast for the first time this episode.
They won't be tuning in a second.
They just got a lot of Spencer Lee content. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what happened. Will Compton had a funny ass tweet directly back to the kid. He I'm going to read it.
No, I didn't see it, but I just, knowing Will Compton and knowing how intentional he is trying to be with his comedy, it's probably pretty good, well thought out.
It's so good, dude. So fuck it. This is why we do it. And eventually we're going to have a conversation here about what's going on with the tech guy stuff. But here we go. So this is Walter Rouse. I never knew the power of one's faith and gut intuition
could so forcefully persuade a decision. That happened to me this week. And on Friday, January 13th, I informed the head coach at the University of Oklahoma that I would be decommitting from the University of Nebraska and play my last year of eligibility as part of the 129th football team for the University of Oklahoma. On Monday, January 15th, I will give an exclusive video interview with Carl Reed 24/7 for more details. And then he gives a Bible verse from Proverbs 3:5-6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Will Compton responds, trust in the Lord with all your heart and go wherever gives you the largest amount of money. And then people were fucking going off on him. So he responds again to his own tweet. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools. Those fools will be in your mentions on Twitter when you drop a banger. But don't fret, for you live in the minds of your haters. Willie Psalms, Willie Psalms 51. I'm fucking weak.
It's A grade content.
I mean, when the kid wins, he wins.
He's so funny. And people don't like, oh, fuck. That's good. I don't know. It was interesting. We had mentioned him on the podcast. He's going to go play for Oklahoma. Just unbelievable that like kids are committed literally one day to one school and literally the next day to another school. I mean, it's wild.
He had a visit to Iowa, right?
Yeah, he did.
Fuck him.
So we're still alive. It's only been 3 days since he's been committed to Oklahoma. Well, we're still alive, baby.
The other comments on this post.
If he had three chicks, that'd be wild.
Yeah, that he's really playing the house there. There was comments on his commitment post that said, "Don't worry, he'll be committed to Iowa next week."
Wouldn't mind a pose.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take him. I mean, I don't know if we want somebody that's that flaky.
Hey, man, once you get him signed, then you got him for a year, and he's only got 1 year. So,
yeah, you're right. This was other big news. This actually was about Iowa. Drake probably didn't see this, but Kev, you might have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Old Brad, he's going to work now.
Yeah.
Brad's going to work. Excited to share our exclusive casino gaming partnership with Elite Casino Resorts after committing $500,000 to support Iowa Swarm, Hawkeye football, Iowa Hoops, and Iowa women's basketball athletes.
How about that for the crew? Let's go.
A little 500.
Now that's basically the people of Eastern Iowa's money just going right back to them. But hey, that's nice of them for just not keeping it.
Thanks for
shout out to the patrons who have a gambling problem.
But hey, maybe you can feel, maybe this is a win-win for the patrons of those casinos. Now they can feel like, hey, I can go and try and win.
Now they got a way to explain it to their wives, is what
right.
You're telling them.
Right. You know,
I'm
Johnny
supporting the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Jeffrey comes home and he lost 1,200 playing slots and he's a little drunk and his wife gets pissed, but then he can come back with, honey, it's going to the kids, right? It's going to the athletes. This is supporting a stronger, healthier Iowa athletic department. The Iowa programs are going to benefit from us losing our 401k. So, you know, that's huge, though. That's big time. And my first thought was, God damn the NIL opportunities that Drake could have had on this. That's what I thought of.
Now, was Riverside really looking for someone with Drake's personality, reputation, stature?
I was a degenerate and a proud, loyal patron in their establishment. If they didn't want to support me, then, I mean,
I think
who else
Drake
are they trying to support than their own?
I agree. I think Drake could have been a poster child for this collaboration. Can you imagine?
Just because you spent every Thursday there, I don't think that makes you the person that they want to partner with.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There was, dude, I can just imagine, take Werfs off the side of Kinnick Stadium and put up Drake shades on fucking Tom Dwan hoodie at the poker table on the side of Kinnick. Just
Drake was never wearing shades, just the hoodie.
But yeah, but to really accentuate it, you know, like Drake Kulik at the poker table checking pocket aces.
Durr never wore sunglasses either, dude.
I know, it's just a poker thing. I'm just, let me fucking paint a picture, man.
Well, you can't paint a picture with Durr and sunglasses. It doesn't work.
Okay. Okay.
Next.
Top five NIL deals is probably the top five we have to do.
It has to be Olivia Dunn, number one.
No. Your personal top five NIL deals if you were still in college.
Like what companies you'd want
with what companies. With. So like today for me, and I don't know if you know this.
Are we just doing this right now or are we just figuring out five right now?
I'd like to kind of come prepared, but for me it was Culver's was a big deal. Today was Sunday Culver's for me, right? And I know that it's kind of like playoff Willie and Will Compton. He's got the haters. He talks to them all the time on Twitter. It's the same thing with me. The haters wake up on Sundays and they know they're in for a huge L because they see the workout videos and then they see me eat the triple butter burgers and they don't understand how it works. But it does, right? And if I could have had a hot fudge sundae NIL deal in college, dude, let me tell you, Culver's is probably on my list. You guys, y'all probably haven't even had Culver's in the last 5 years.
Oh, I have. There's a few Culver's down here, but I like Freddy's, dude. I eat me a lot of Freddy's.
Freddy's is similar. And Kevin's trying to think back to the last time he had something with processed sugar in it.
Clue, I don't think I've had Culver's since we've lived together.
Wow, that is sad. That breaks my heart.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It breaks my heart. I was surprised, Drake, to see Culver's out in Arizona.
Very Midwest chain. Very Midwest. Yeah,
big time. Cheese curds were on point tonight. So that's a big time deal for the boys. That is the elite casino resorts. Includes Riverside, Rhythm City in Davenport, and Grand Falls. So just giving back to the people, that's an extra $500K. And as a student athlete, like as Cooper DeJean, you just know, like, fuck, man, that's big time. You'd love to see that come through. Brad and the boys doing it. Cool.
I mean, there's what, like 150 athletes between those three teams?
Yeah, so you're looking at like, that's like at least $3,000 per person if you're averaging it.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah, sick. Like, I just got $3,000 raise.
Right.
Didn't do anything.
Next on the docket is this is going to be a little call to action to the Washed Up Walk-Ons listeners. A very, very select few group of you, because I was re-reminded of an opportunity, let's call it an advancement of the brand of what we're doing around here at the Walk-On Show. Friday, I was emailed by a University of Iowa student who linked their resume and offered to be a Washed Up Walk-Ons intern. Now,
let's go.
This is a weird situation for me because just 5 years ago, and it feels like less, I was bullshitting a resume to then send out to people. Like, right? And now I'm receiving a resume from a student who, you know, him and his very similar. I'm not going to name names. You're listening, evidently, because you said you're a fan of the podcast in the show. There have been probably, you might be the fifth person. This might be the fifth person over the last 2 years who has reached out and said, hey, if there's ever any like intern or assistant opportunities with you guys, I would like love to help out.
How are we turning these people down, man? I got laundry to do.
Well, me being wow, that is fucking so disrespectful. Me being tech guy,
I'll write him a great letter of rec, man.
Right, but me being tech guy,
this and guy kind of having so successfully can say shit like that. Do my laundry, and I'll write you a letter.
He just dropped. He just
what a piece of shit. I hate Kevin.
Kevin just handed this sophomore at Iowa his fucking dry cleaning and said, "Hey, bud, get it back to me by Monday, and I might give you a glowing review." You know, so I've gotten, like I said, three or four of these before. Before I move on here, if you are one of those three or four people, please re-reach out to me. And I guess this is probably going to open the door for like, there's going to be like 50 people now who fucking send us an email. And that's okay. If you want to,
this could be a content machine. We just have like the Washed Up Walk-On internship survival thing. Like, make it a reality show.
Shit, dude. That's not a bad idea. Okay, well, that just opened up a whole. Anyway, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
How far these crazy bastards will go?
I listen to a lot of podcasts, right? Rogan has Jamie, right? I listen to Mind Pump. They have Doug. They have all these shows.
Are You Garbage has T-Bone.
Everybody has a producer. I've always
Ty
had
Schmidt.
Pat McAfee has an entire fucking squad that, you know, he. Three or four of them are like the main characters, but then they have a whole back room of like guys on the computers running the audio, all this stuff. Right.
Gosh, and no, we like the music.
Right. And we don't need all of that, but I do think there's an opportunity here, especially if we don't have like the kind of money to like hire somebody, but if this could like be a trade for recommendations or experience and someone just wants to offer their time, it's probably to the point with this podcast where we Right. It's probably to the point with this podcast where we don't turn that down. Even Bussin' with the Boys has Jay Hovey and the other kid, right? They literally, and then they become part of the podcast. And I don't know, maybe if we get one or two of these kids.
Dude, I'm telling you, if we get a producer, they're going to end up being a fun part of the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. They become a feature of the pod. I can already hear like you telling this kid like, hey, Jimmy, pull it up, and then like they're in the background and then they pipe in and they become like a character of part of our show.
Oh man. And
so
let's get a producer, dude.
And so I'm going to respond to this kid. And now I think this week I'm going to try and set up a Zoom with him to like try and get a vibe to see if he would fit on our show. And I guess what I'm saying is applications are open. You know?
That's unbelievable. That blows my mind.
Like I said, this is like here's what I'm going to compare it to. Iowa football strength conditioning always gets shit on for never paying their interns. It always says on the application that they put out on social media, this is not a paid position. I want to be clear. This is not a paid position. Okay. You will get paid in merchandise, experience, and Kevin friendship. And I, friendship, because that's what this podcast is about. And Kevin and I and Drake will write you unbelievable letters of recommendation.
Factual.
If
I'll show up to the spot.
Drake, I would prefer probably somebody younger than us. And here's why.
Definitely somebody younger than us. This has to be a college kid.
It's got to be probably a college kid or somebody fresh out that's in the industry of media, journalism. And here's why. I'm tech guy, but our social media sucks dick, you know? It ain't good. I'm doing the bare minimum. And if we can get somebody to like help be a producer, you're not going to have to do a lot on that front. But then maybe you can produce our social media content. Dad would love to just fucking pass that one off to you, wouldn't he? Because guess what? I'm 28 and I don't fucking get TikTok. I don't know how to make TikToks. I do, but not good ones, right? We need to fucking take the next step. I listen to a lot of entrepreneurship podcasts. I heard an incredible quote. If you want to go far, or if you want to go fast,
if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to
go far. Alone. If you want to go far, go together. Up until this point,
that's the first time you heard that.
I don't know. I heard it like probably 3 or 4 months ago on a podcast.
I feel like they post that on our lockers like every other week.
Really? That quote?
Yeah, we at least a couple of times. Yeah.
I don't remember that one. No. Regardless, on the back end of this, the work that gets done, right? Other than the actual show, when we sit here for an hour. It's all been alone. And I think tech guy has his limitations. And if we get a couple young bucks in here, maybe two, maybe we get two of you on board so that you guys can share the work. I don't know. But if we get a couple young bucks on here to fucking liven up this podcast, who knows what could happen. So applications are open. I'm now going to have to sift through 50-100 messages from people who are like, hey, I'll help. But that's okay. To be honest, because of the supply and demand now, you're probably gonna have to send me like some fucking, like this kid sent me his resume, his website with like his works of his writings, and he also already runs a podcast with his two friends talking about football. And shit.
What you're saying is he's the lead candidate, and
He's a lead candidate.
I think we really got to explore this content, you know, competition idea here. If we do have like a pool of candidates.
I do too, Kev.
We're in for a long off season ahead of us. We need some content.
Long off season.
I might have to choose like the top 12 candidates and have them all go into like our last 6-10 episodes and give us the best like montage. Put together like 10 pieces of content for the walk-ons. We'll fucking judge them. And then we're going to use them all. And then we're only going to choose two of you to be our producers.
we do an episode with each of them, and we let the fans decide which one of them feels like the best hang.
Well, here's the deal. That's going to have to be part of it, because this is also going to require you to – we record on Sundays and Wednesdays, usually somewhere between 6 and 8 p.m. You don't have to be here all the time, but if you're going to
– And Tuesdays. Don't forget about Dickhead Tuesday. That needs a producer.
You think Dickhead Tuesday needs maybe. Yeah.
Talk about the most Googleable shit on Dickhead Tuesday.
You're right. So I don't know where this goes, but I sat myself down, and I think it was actually Saturday, yesterday morning, getting an email from I think a third year at Iowa. And I'm like, holy shit. Is it time? I think it might be time. So just wanted to put that out there. Let's get to the NFL quick, and then let's wrap this fucking thing up because that's tired.
The start of the game that's playing right now, anybody watching it real time?
I'm not, but I could
be watching it in the background. Yes.
So it was 17-17, and the Ravens are on the 1 yard line.
And yeah.
They go for a quarterback sneak. Tyler Huntley tries to go up and over, reach the ball over. Ball gets like fucking basketball swatted down, falls into Sam Hubbard's hand.
Did he house it?
98 yards from the house. Boys. So they're about to be down a touchdown. Now they're up a touchdown with 9 minutes left in the game.
I've got a teaser in, and I need the Bungles -2.5.
You're looking okay now, but you weren't 3 minutes ago.
Before we get to how good football has been, Drake mentioned it in the intro. You guys see Cliff Kingsbury got fired and then got a one-way ticket to Thailand?
Yes, I did.
It seems like something he would do. Yeah.
Is he going to bang hookers?
Yes. But think about it. Yeah. Think about it. If Cliff Kingsbury doesn't work for the next 5 years, he collects a guaranteed check every 2 weeks from the Arizona Cardinals, and his contract was not small. So
his whole fucking career path is the biggest fucking head scratcher. He gets fired from Texas A&M. He gets then hired because for some reason he's an offensive guru as the OC for the Rams, I believe, right? And then a week later, the Cardinals hire him as their head coach. He gets fired from a Big 12 coaching job and gets hired in the NFL because his stock, like fucking Bitcoin, went through the roof in a matter of 3 weeks. And then it just comes crashing back down.
I don't understand it, but what I do know is that he supposedly went to Thailand on a one-way ticket, and I think he's doing coke and banging.
Oh, my God. Did Geno Stone get a piece of that ball? Oh, did they call a flag on him? Uh-oh. So there's a punt. Geno coming in for the block. Oh, no. They called it on him.
God flag? Yeah, they called a penalty on Geno?
Yeah, he came in and he barely clipped the punter's down leg.
Wow.
And they gave the Bengals the first down. He missed blocking that punt by an RCH.
Well, a little bit of Coach Woods, Coach Wallace in him there, Iowa special teams, which, by the way, incredible segue, because I want to bless the podcast with something real quick. And this is something that a producer would do, but tech guy's going to do it. He's going to click the buttons. I want to bless everybody real quick. Ready?
Oh, holy shit.
Now, if you're not watching the podcast, you're not going to get to enjoy that. And
put it on our social media immediately.
He's got an earring. That is yours, one and only, Goat Wallace.
Who cut his hair, man?
When he played for Co College. And I want you to look at the fucking earring, boy. Now, Coach, I don't mean to put you on blast like this, but somebody sent this to me on Twitter in the DMs, and I said, thank you very much. And
you know, also, we would always make fun of him. I don't know if everyone in the podcast knows this, but he's got a little ankle tattoo.
Sure does.
We'd always fucking rip on him for that. And you know, his famous clapback was like, yeah, I got that when I was fucking 18 years old. You're out getting these dumbass tattoos. You're a 23-year-old man.
Now, boys,
Look at your arms, dude. I don't know if his arms look worse in this picture or now.
He was a receiver, man.
Boy, dude, was slim.
He's built like a lunch lady.
He looks like a lunch buddy.
Oh shit! Now, that is.
Can you guys tell me what's going on here with the buddy pick? Why are we taking pics with our boy? Like, what's going on?
Nothing wrong with taking pics with your boy, but the manner in which they're doing it's a little weird.
I think that this is sus. This was sus 50 years before sus with a thing. 30 years before sus with a thing.
The only thing sus about this picture is the earring.
It's super sus. It gives me a little bit of a.
This would have been like 90s, right? Maybe yeah. Early 2000s.
It would have been like late 90s.
Yeah.
There's a little there's some homoeroticism going on here.
All right, that's enough of that.
I don't know. That guy's getting a little close to coach's ass. That's all I'm saying. Which is okay. All I'm saying. Now, we're going to move on from this picture and we're going to go to this one. And this will get us back into the NFL. This is Brandon Scherff last night at a Waffle House with a Busch Light in his hand.
Oh, him. So I saw Trevor Lawrence made it to a Waffle House afterwards.
Evidently, they all went.
Guess only the whole squad went.
Look at that man.
Imagine that man. Looking into those eyes and having to rush.
You know what this picture makes me think of? Is like this man, like in 1848, living out in the wilderness in the West, you know. If you're like a moose and you come across this man building his house,
you turn around.
You turn around, can you go back the way you came? Because that man will kill you with his bare hands.
Brandon Scherff.
But give me this. Underneath that beard, he hasn't aged a day. If you look at him above the mustache, he still looks like a young Scherff.
But you also got to admit, he looked about 29, 30 he was 22.
Yeah. He's always had a big burly beard, and he was always the biggest human anybody's ever seen.
Dude, Buddy is just – he is living out the most manly appearance that you could possibly live out, and he's just thriving in it. Did you guys
wonder if since moving to Jacksonville, he's had?
Oh, what are you saying, Kev?
I was going to say, I wonder if since moving to Jacksonville, he's had to go from shooting deer to shooting alligators.
Dude, I bet he has some of the best hunt. I mean, he's got all the money in the world. He's the highest paid guard, and does what he wants. I mean, if that man asks you for something, you do what he says. I'm trying to find the clip of where he absolutely staunched somebody last night. Yep, found it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He comes back and cleans up the pocket a little bit.
Oh, shoot.
Then this is the thing about Scherff is
he's
just a nasty dude on the football field.
He does a half bench rep here and absolutely levels a 300-pound man in a quarter second. It's a two-hand punch, and he fucks this guy up.
But what I'm saying, man, is between the whistles, he is like one of the meanest motherfuckers you'll find on a football field.
Has to be.
That just makes him so fucking good at what he does.
Has to be. I don't know if there's somebody meaner in the NFL when the.
I mean, it was the same, like, even like when we were running scout team, like, between the whistles, like, he fucking abused the scout team players, and then, you know, after the whistle was blown, help you up, he's like... Walking off the field at the end of the day is like, I hope you don't take any of that personally. It's just like, just the way you got to go. It's like, you know what?
He
was a scary dude.
Scary dude. Which brings us to another top five. These are probably the next two.
I was on that scout team his senior year, man.
Yeah.
I guess it would have been his junior year.
So we're going to do top five personal NIL deals. One of these next episodes. And then the next one after that, I know we've talked about this before. I think we just did like our top pick. Someone today suggested top five teammates that we had that we would want to have with us after hours downtown in an alley. And
sure. How many guys can fit in an alley? Christ.
No, well, I mean, it would be like you're choosing one person, but who would be your top five if you, I mean, I suppose you could bring all five, but it might be a little overkill. And it was
Why would you not load the clip if you can have it? If the clip can hold it.
Well, I think the stipulation is like you get one person.
Gotcha.
And it was because I think that clip.
It's a good top five. I like that top five.
Yeah. Sheriff.
Now you could just go stature and be like, hey, I'm walking down an alley. This dude ain't nobody gonna try and jump us.
I'm thinking you're in a scrum. Like
the scrum has been started.
It's not all optics, right? You're not just looking for the scariest looking person. You need the most lethal as well. And Drake can't be on the list because he's part of the brand here. Otherwise, Drake probably makes my list.
I want to know. I would put a top five of wrestlers together, 100%.
But it has to be teammates.
Right. But we had a lot of wrestling teammates.
Well, that's true. That's true. We'll work on that and we'll do it in one of the following episodes. But that brings us to this weekend of NFL football, which started with George Kittle and the 49ers. A little dicey there in the early goings, but then Brock Purdy. I mean, this fucking kid couldn't beat the Hawkeyes. I tell you what, but he can beat everybody. Dude, no one can touch this kid in the NFL. Kittle gets no touchdown, which is the first in like a month and a half. However, he does score a 2-point conversion, and they kind of routed the
Seahawks
yesterday in that second half. That's the only game that's been remotely distant. Then all of a sudden, we had this dude. I went to bed. It was 27-0. I woke up in the middle of the night to the
biggest comeback in playoff history, right? Because it was Tom and them against the Falcons, 25 points when they came back 28-3.
I woke up and I was like, "Is this?" I watched the clip of the game-winning field goal and I thought, "Is this from last night, or are they showing a clip from a different year?" Because it was 27-0 when I went to sleep.
You felt like you woke up in a twilight zone?
It was. I swear to God, I was like, this isn't real. I woke up at like 1:30 a.m. to feed baby girl, and I'm catching tweets of the biggest fucking comeback ever by T. Lawrence and B. Sheriff and the boys. And I'm like, holy shit.
Don't forget Siege.
And Siege. People were calling for Siege.
People were calling for CJ's CJ's entrance into the game after fourth pick by Trevor.
It was a
also
rough
don't
first
forget
quarter.
Mekhi Sargent.
Coy Kronk is on them too. The transfer that came in from played line a couple years ago. So incredible game. Then we start off today with the Bills Dolphins game. Incredible game.
Sweat.
A lot of sweat for the mafia.
Sweating it for the boy Ikey, but
a lot of sweat for the boys in the group chat.
Yeesh. But they got it done.
Dude, I think if Miami's able to manage the goddamn
play oh my clock, God. Oh my God.
Like that's a completely different ball game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Couple crazy plays in that game that came down to review and other stuff.
Josh Allen's arm is built in a test tube, though.
Yeah, although
it just flicks right off his fingers so goddamn pretty.
Yeah, it does. He's different. Although today he looked a little bit rushed more than he normally does. I think today was not.
I do think there is at times he tries to do a little too much.
Yeah,
I think that'd be my one critique, but. He's damn talented.
Well, you're taking him if they're offering him. Yeah. That led us into the middle game, which was the I'm already fucking blanking.
The Giants and Vikings.
Giants Vikings.
Feel real bad for our guy Tej because he went off.
He did go off. However, we can be happy because the boy Casey Kreider's been in the league for 7 years. And this was his first playoff appearance in those 7 years because he's played for the Broncos and the Giants, and they got the dub. And I talked about it on the podcast the other night when we talked about the outlook of the NFL playoffs. I said, I think the Vikings might be the one who dropped the game here. I think the Giants have a chance to go in and win this game. Danny Jones can run like a motherfucker.
this podcast, dude, yeah, is a big Dane Belton podcast, and he played some good snaps today.
Yeah, huge Dane Belton guy.
Yeah. I think pretty much everyone knew that the Vikings were not going to go make a run.
No.
I think everyone kind of saw them for what they were. They played in the worst conference in the league. But, dude, Danny Dimes, could he be a dude in the league for the next few years?
That's the thing, is that Saquon's healthy for the first time in however long, has an incredible year. He's got a couple receivers, and the defense isn't horrible. They can play. Now, are they going to go win the Super Bowl? No, but I think they could be dangerous. They could be dangerous. And now you lead into this game tonight, which is a conference matchup. The Bengals and the Ravens, they hate each other. Back-to-back weeks, they hate each other. Lindy, who settled for Iowa, playing against Joey McBiscuits. And Kev, can we get an update on that? Is there any more scoring over there?
It is still 24-17.
Okay, Bengals like the ball.
We like that. We like that for the parlay.
Looking like Cincinnati is probably going to pull us one off, except no, the Ravens have the ball on the plus side of the 50 with 3 minutes left. You're sweating your teaser right now.
I'm sweating a teaser. I have, so what I had was
because you know if Baltimore gets a touchdown, they're going for two. So you can't hope to win in overtime. Your teaser would be dead.
What are they down? 7?
Yeah.
Oh fuck. yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
that would be crazy to watch them go for two.
There's no chance Baltimore plays for overtime in this game. There's just absolutely no chance.
The teaser was a four team teaser. We had the Dolphins plus 20. That one covered. We had the Giants plus 9, and then we had the Bengals minus 2.5, and we have the Bucks plus 8.5 tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, you're gonna need a stop here. This is looking like it's gonna be the drive for the Ravens. There's 2 minutes 30 seconds left. They still have two timeouts, but you know, they're not exactly air it out, gun it out type offense. They are gonna try to make this drive go slow as possible, score in the last few seconds and get a 2-point conversion to win this game. So this is they just got a first down.
This is not a live stream podcast.
Yeah.
This hurts.
We're going to have to just live broadcast this, man. We're going to have to extend this.
I don't want
to
do this
episode for another 15 minutes.
I don't want to do that because I have $15 on this teaser, and that's a big bet for me. And I think I got it at like plus 260 or something. So it would pay like a decent little, you know.
Pay for a tank of gas.
It is a tank of gas, right? And that's a big bet for me.
15?
How many units is that?
15 is like 2.5 units, bro. I'm like a $6 bet guy. A unit's like $6 for me. I am the lowest of the low when it comes to sports betting. I need just a little bit of my change in the game, and then I can sweat off. Then
you're
I feel like I'm a
$1 poker player.
Dude, the inaugural bet was $10 at DRF. Oh, by the way. We'll just put that out there. If anybody would like to be the title sponsor of this podcast, DRF has moved on from the walk-ons. They're a up-and-coming fucking sports book, and evidently we're not good enough for them anymore. No, they just didn't decide to renew their title sponsorship for the year. So if anybody wants to be the title sponsor of the walk-ons, we have one of the most fucking converting audiences that you'll ever advertise to. It's unbelievable.
So I can go ahead and delete the DRF Sportsbook app off my phone now.
Yeah, we can talk shit about them now. We can do whatever.
Okay.
No, they were cool dudes. They're up and coming. They were live in like 3 states. I think they were doing good stuff. It's just hard for a small sportsbook to compete in.
It's a very tough space to compete with already. Existing competition.
And to be honest, 1 year, getting 1 year out of them as our title sponsor was more than I thought we could get, because for a company like that to spend the kind of money they did on us, they only have so much funding over there to get their brand and message out. So,
right. Hard to differentiate yourself in that business too.
Yeah, very.
They're actually really cool. No hate.
So if anybody, yeah, and if anybody works for a large company or, you know, has any pull, there's a fucking primo spot on the walk-ons, and we will suck you off to our listeners for the right price, because this is a sellout friendship podcast, and that's what we are. we'll leave it at this. Tom Brady has more playoff wins than every team in the NFL except for three, one of which is the Patriots, and most of their playoff wins are because of him. He plays the Cowboys tomorrow night, who have not won a playoff game in 30 years.
That's why I picked Tom and them. Give me Tristan and Tom.
I obviously have the Bucks plus 8.5 in the teaser. I also have a single bet, a straight bet, on Tom Brady and the money line for the Bucks to upset, technically, the Cowboys tomorrow night and move on. Is that the consensus pick here on the pod, Kev? What do you think?
I don't know, man. The Buccaneers just did not look very good all season long.
No, they didn't.
I have no confidence in putting money on them, but it's also the Cowboys in the postseason. I don't have much confidence in that either. This is a regular season game. I'm picking Cowboys all day long.
But they something suck about, in the playoffs.
There's something about the playoffs and Tom in the playoffs. Home field advantage is big. I'm not going to play it. I'd lean the Bucks in the points.
Ride with me.
I don't know, man. They just didn't look good. I don't know. I have no confidence.
I agree with you. I think I have zero confidence in either team, so I had to weigh the bad sides of them. Was the performance, the lacklusterness of the Bucks all year enough for me to bet on the Cowboys, who just cannot win if it's not the regular season? And I decided that the 30-year curse on the Cowboys was just too strong. And we're going with T-Daddy Wirfs, Tom Brady, and the Buccaneers. And so I put a $15 straight bet on them as well.
You're emptying the clip tonight.
Emptying the clip is a perfect term because I have no more money left in my account. I have money on this parlay, on this teaser, and I have money on the straight bet. And that's all the money I had. I had $30 left today, and I put two bets in. So, it is what it is. I fucking roll big around here. I get it.
That's a week's worth of diapers right there for Jimbo.
Dude, fucking dude, diapers. Fuck me. I'll be changing one in 2.5 hours. You guys can come over.
Not pulling out yet.
I don't, because it's pretty fucking awesome.
Okay.
But like I said, you know, it's a one. If the series started today, you know, she's got the 1-0 lead, and that's where we're at, and that's where we started, and that's where we'll end it. Anybody out there, preferably young people who know social media better than us three, and want to maybe get some experience in the podcasting media world, send us your applications. Or if you know somebody, right? Maybe you'll be the lucky one. That's it. 386 in your ears. We'll see you guys Thursday, unless you're on DHT, and then we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.